Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Roger Rosengarten met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
How does it feel to just finally be able to be out there on an NFL field?
Yeah, man, it feels great. It feels amazing, you know, kind of just going through rookie minicamp, OTAs, and just the spring practices to now you finally get to training camp. I mean, it's super exciting. It's a feeling that I've dreamt since I was a little kid, and now I'm going to play my first NFL game here coming up. So all good angst. You know, I'm super excited, and I can't wait.
Have you noticed a difference in the physicality here at practice than what you saw at college?
Yeah, there's definitely level changes to everything, especially in physicality, strength, speed. You name it, when he gets to this kind of level. But, you know, my transition from college to the pros was super smooth, in my opinion. So, you know, I'm picking it up every single day. And, you know, my whole main focus is just getting better and better. Yeah, you know, first, second, or third team, it didn't matter for me. You know, my whole goal is just to you know, be the best offensive lineman I can to help protect the quarterback and open up running lanes and just be the best offense we can. And that's my whole job as an offensive lineman. It didn't really matter what team I was running with, because I knew if I played well and did what I wanted to do, you know, we'd be in a good spot as an offense.
What part of your game do you think you've made the most progress in from, say, rookie camp to now?
Yeah, I definitely would just say probably my hands, you know. I think, especially when you get to this level, hands are everything. Whether that's hand placement on a power move, a speed move, hands in the run game, you know, you name it. A to Z, you know, I'm just trying to get better and better, and I feel like I've really made a big stride in that department.
On the flip side, where do you want to still see the most growth? You know, what part of your game do you still feel you need to improve the most?
Yeah, I mean, you name it. I got to improve on a lot of things as an offensive lineman. You know, if I was the perfect offensive lineman, you know, I don't know who I'd be, but I'm not that yet. So I got A to Z to work on. So, you know, whether that's stuff not even on the field, working on in the meeting rooms, that's I really couldn't give you one answer there.
I mean, obviously preseason games mean very different things to different players, but does it feel like a big deal for you? I mean, not just your first game, but, I mean, you know, a chance to prove yourself, get real, you know, game reps, all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, anytime there's a game, you know, there's got to be that much level intensity and focus going into it. So, you know, this Friday I'm looking forward to it.
Along those lines, I mean, do you feel like these preseason games are a chance for you to potentially win a starting job?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I come into practice, games, meeting rooms with that mentality, just compete and be the best offensive lineman I can. So, you know, that's my whole main goal, is just to day in day, stack days, and make sure I'm doing my absolute best, and good results will come out from there.
A lot of rookies talk about kind of the off-the-field stuff, you know, whether it's diet, nutrition, training, weight room. How much of that has been a focus for you?
Oh, man, it's been huge. You know, we have a great – Sarah and Rachel do a great job with their staff and the whole cafeteria. It's always a great time going in there for meals, and we're super dialed from the nutrition, from the hydration, to the strength. All the aspects outside of the on-practice and on-game stuff, I've been super dialed in with everybody. So, yeah, it's been awesome.
Ravens prioritize positional versatility for their offensive linemen. We saw you hop in for Ronnie Stanley on one snap, but you've been most of the time on the right side. Is that something you've been working on both sides, or are you really restricted to the right?
Yeah, I mean, ever since rookie minicamp, I've been repping both sides of the line, and Coach Jody and I think Coach Harbs really want to make an emphasis, especially Coach Munkin, on being versatile. Not just myself, too. It could be Ronnie, Pat, Tyler, you name it. So it's anyone could play any position, especially in this league. So, yeah.
What's the biggest difference you've noticed strength-wise going from college to the NFL, both for yourself and obviously some of the guys you're going to do?
Yeah, I'd say the transition between the get-off off the line of the snap and you know, that instant moment where, you know, a lot of strength is going to be applied, whether it's a power move, speed to power, power to speed, you name it. And there's a lot of transition to the college, the NFL level especially. But especially off the snap, I think that's where I saw the biggest jump when it came to that.
You
seeing guys, you know, taking the lab, jumping offside of.
Yeah.
How much of an incentive is that to stay off of that? And do you think that's going to carry over the game as far as helping you guys?
Oh, absolutely. As soon as the play is called, you know, that's definitely – you have the whole play that you got to know what you're getting down. You got to know your assignment. And then, most importantly, you got to know the snap count at the end of the play call. So, if the running and lap wasn't a big enough incentive to not jump off sides, man, I don't know what is. So, yeah, that's definitely a big part of the game, especially as an offensive lineman. You're good off. Nah, you know, I think I'm just going to do the same thing I did in college, really. I think some of the logistics will be a little bit different now. But I think everything for myself pregame is just going to stay the same. And, you know, I'm looking forward to Friday.
All right, Ryan,
awesome. Thanks, guys.